The history of Cartoon Network part day. We out here. New identity for the station was introduced on May 20th, 2010. Along with a new theme and a new bumper and a new slogan, check it. The brand designed by Brand New New School looks at the use of the black and white checkerboard, which made up the Network's first logo, as well as Versus. CMYK cover. And other planets. Since December 27th, 2010, adoption began, starting 1 hour earlier at 9 p.m. In February, Cartoon Network aired their first sports award show called Hall of Game Awards. Also in 2010, Sabine Titans premiered, and it was created by Gendy Turner-Hoxie, the same guy that created Dexter Laboratory and Samurai Jack. And it is April 2011. Cartoon Network has announced 14 new series, included Problem Solvers, the Teen Show, Secret Mountain, Fort Awesome, Level Up, a scripted live action comedy series, which will have a 90-minute film. Tower of Prep, Green Lantern, the animated series, How to Train Your Dragon, the series based on the DreamWorks film, The Amazing World of Gumball, to the drama Revenge of the Island, and sequel of to the drama World Tour. And then the Cats. The network also had a new Ben 10 series plan. The network announced a new block planned to air called DC Nation. This block will focus on traditional heroes. The first being Green Lantern. It says 9 stories. Almost Naked Animal, an animated comedy about a group of shaved animals in their underwears running a hotel called the Banana Cabinet. Was also picked up by the network and made its US debut on June 13th, 2011, the same premiere as another Canadian acquainted animated series, Sidekick. In the summer of 2011, Cartoon Network induced a new lineup of bonus bumpers known as Yeah. After announcing two new live action shows and on natural history and tower prep. I just both canceled after the first season. Cartoon Network acquired a game show. Hole in the Wall, originally airing on Fox. By the end of 2011, Hole in the Wall and the final two Sinville shows, Destroyed Ball Destroyed, and Dude What Will Happen, were removed from Cartoon Network schedule completely in 2012. Cartoon Network acquired the television rights for the highly they own the fucking rights to the stupid show called the Annoying Orange, based on the Red series, The Annoying Orange, and added to it its premiere prime time lineup. On February 2nd, 2012, Entertainment and Oswald Media, owners of Teletoons, announced they will launch the Canadian version of Cartoon Network. That also include a version of U.S. Network's Adult Swim nighttime block. The channel launched on July 4th, 2012. On March 18th, 2012, Cartoon Network aired its first documentary, Speak Up, an anti-bullying campaign featuring special appearance by President Barack Obama. On April 28th, 2013, the network aired CNN's half-hour documentary, The Bully Effect, which details the story of a teenager, Alex Limber, and his struggles with bullying in high school. The special is based on the 2011 film Bully, directed by Lee Holzer, to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Cartoon Network. Cartoon Network Planet Block was revived on March 30th, 2012, which aired the channel's original program from the late 90s to the mid-2000s. From October 1st to November 4th, 2012, Cartoon Network celebrated its 20th birthday, airing birthdays and party theme events. It shows. In 2012, Cartoon Network announced new programming for the up and coming year, included, oh god, this live action bullshit, the live action series Incredible Q, and the animated series Two Titans Go, Uncle Grandpa, Steven Universe, The Heart Tuesdays, Clarence, to Drama All Stars, Garage Band, Beware the Bat, Tom and Jerry, stuff. The Tom and Jerry Show. I know Legend of Chinma. And a new Powerpuff Girls Bustle. The latter which aired on January 20th, 2014. On May 20th, Cartoon Network got a refresh to its look by adding new bumpers, graphics, and sounds. A short animation was created for each show, and those animations were used while featuring the new show in the next bumper. The background used in its promos and bumpers was also created from were also changed from black to white. For Christmas 2013, Cartoon Network started airing from 6 to 10 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard with Adventure Time, a regular show, taking the 9 o'clock and 9:30 slots. Oh God. 2014-2019 Noah's Era. On March 16, 2014, Stuart Snyder was confirmed to have been removed as president and CEO of Turner Animation. Young Adults and Kid Media Division after company's change. On July 26, 2014, Christina Miller was named his successor as president and general manager of Cartoon Network, Adult Swim, and Boomerang. On March 31, 2014, Cartoon Network's 8 p.m. ET, or Pacific Time, prime time hours, was giving to nighttime's block Adult Swim, causing new episodes of the network's program to change time slots. On October 21st, 2014, Cartoon Network, along with CNN and Boomerang, was taken off the Dish Network in the United States after Turner's broadcast declined to renew its contract with Dish Network. The channel were restored on November 21st, 2014. On May 30th, 2016, Cartoon Network refreshed the channel with a new graphics package based on previous rebrands in the Checkers. Its family called Dimension. The new graphics were developed by Bent Designer Labs and featured cartoon characters in 3D CGI stop animation and 2D graphical technology. Branding and marketing agencies developed the style guide and list of rules on how to and how the graphics should be inputted on the channel. In September 2016, the network took back an extra hour from its Adult Swim block, ending its broadcasting daily at 9 o'clock a.m. Oh God, wait, hold on. On October 22nd, 2016, AT&T reached a deal to buy Time Warner for over $80 billion. And appeared by federal regulations, the merger will bring Time Warner's properties, including Cartoon Network, under the same umbrella as AT&T Telecommunications Holdings, include DirecTV. In 2017, new bumpers aired such as new on July 27th. The Black Friday Party began airing, which created negative reviews due to the promos only advertising Teen Titans Go. On September 1st, two new blocks start airing on Fridays. One was Ben 10 Aliens of the Week, which aired from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Then later from 5 p.m. to 5:30. Then it was an hour later, 30 minutes. The block dedicated to a Ben 10 alien, and it had a new episode to kick off the other new blocks. It was new, which aired from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and had episodes of Teen Titans Go, OKKO, Let's Be Heroes, The Amazing World of Gumball, and We Bare Bears. Ben 10 AM of the Week ended on November 3rd, 2007. While New ended on April 20th, 2018. In 2018, several new series premieres included Apple and Onion Summer Camp Island and Craig of the Creek. On September 13th, 2008, Cartoon Network USA uploaded their brand by adding drawings that were created by fans on the Cartoon Network mashup site. With it, fans can claim a fame that is added in the mashup videos, looping that would appear on television as bumpers, including the next ones. This era called by fans the mashup era. Do it's a simple update that used the same name aspects as the Delusion. Yeah, it's Delusion. Delusion. New ones of 2017-2018, branded from September to December 2018. Cartoon Network tenfolded to get back the 8 p.m. hour, On March 4th, 2019, AT&T announced a major regional of Turner's broadcast division, which included Cartoon Network, Adult Swim, and Turner Classic Movies, being transferred to Warner Brothers Entertainment along AT&T did not specify any timetables for the change to take effect. Warner Brothers Media has begun to remove all Turner references in corporation communication and press release, referring to the Nets Network as the division of Warner Media. In 2019, several new original premiered on the network, include Affinity Train, Victor and Valentina, and Momo Heroes of Pure Heart. On November 27th, 2019, it was announced that Christina Miller will be leaving the Warner Media at the end of 2019. And Michael will be serving as interim president of Cartoon Network, with Miller's help with the transition. Okay, I'll read the rest tomorrow. We out here.